When the women's movement began to challenge the dominance of male doctors over women's health care back in the 60s, they joined with a growing movement in medicine itself toward evidence-based medicine. That is, arguing that doctors shouldn't just base treatment of patients on their own experiences or beliefs, but on carefully gathered scientific data. This becomes even more important when we think about medical decisions at the policy level. Whereas a gut feeling might not be so bad for the outcome for one patient, when we're making decisions about millions of patients, we'd like to believe that those decisions are based on evidence, rather than just what we believe. So, for instance, I might believe that certain women would benefit from a particular birth control method, but before my government agency makes a decision to fund that method rather than another one, I should have to provide evidence that that method is indeed safer and more reliable than other methods the agency might fund.